Boeing announced today that it will dedicate half of its $100 million fund for families of victims in the crashes of two 737 MAX planes to provide what it calls near-term relief for those families. Meanwhile, the 737 MAX is still grounded. There are new problems, and it will be months at least before the planes can fly again. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, let's first talk about this victims fund. Boeing had already set aside $100 million to compensate families of the victims. It looks like they're now speeding that up. Why?
They're trying to get ahead of this to the extent they can. Boeing was criticized in the initial days and weeks after that second MAX crash for really being behind, not being at all proactive, sort of long after the world had decided that Boeing was at least largely at fault here. Boeing really wasn't admitting that. That might have been a sound legal strategy, Jeremy, to not admit fault, but it was a terrible public relations strategy. And so I think now you have Boeing realizing that, look, it's going to be on the hook for some compensation one way or the other. Might as well, to the extent possible, be proactive. On a day today, Boeing, when you have families of the victims of the Ethiopians crash testifying on Capitol Hill, one man who lost nearly his entire family.
Well, when the crashes happened and Boeing grounded the 737 MAX, all of their statements seemed to indicate that they were going to get them back flying again pretty soon, maybe over the summer. Now it's delayed until at least the fall, maybe even next year. Why is it taking so long for them to fix the problems?
Yeah, I don't think any of us saw it lasting this long. I remember you and I talking about this back then, and you know, I kind of thought, well, the most optimistic scenario, the idea that it might just be weeks, was fanciful. But yeah, late summer, something like that. Look, there was a new problem in late June. That's one big issue. Apparently, a microprocessor that could fail. Not part of exactly the same original issue. I mean, it had to do with the pitch, the nose going down, but a new issue where FAA test pilots couldn't easily overcome it and basically said, hey, Boeing, you got to go back and fix this. And so Boeing kind of lost any kind of visibility in terms of guessing exactly when this could go. The planes could be back up in the air, and you have airlines now, canceling flights into November. And these airlines, you know, if anything, that's conservative. They don't like to cancel and then have to reschedule flights. So that doesn't mean they are sure the planes will be back up in the air in November. It means they feel comfortable that they'll be grounded until at least about then.
So what is it doing to the airlines that relied on the 737 MAX? I saw last week that Delta came out with its earnings. They didn't have any MAXes, and they're actually benefiting from the fact that they didn't have any MAXes.
Yeah, Delta very fortunate to be alone among the big four U.S. airlines. American, Southwest, and United all have that MAX exposure. So they've all had to cancel some flights. That means a little more business for Delta and just far less disruption for Delta. And the problem for airlines around the world, Jeremy, actually grows by the day, because don't forget, you know, that nearly 400 MAXes, there's nearly 400 MAXes that were grounded back in March. Well, Boeing by now would have hoped to deliver another couple hundred MAXes. Airlines were counting on those to be flying by now. So the disruption actually grows because of that.
That's Seth Kaplan here now, transportation analyst. Seth, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.